In Detroit, Pistons fans are still celebrating the city's NBA championship. They're basking in last night's told-you-so victory against the Los Angeles Lakers. Quinn Kleinfelter reports from member station WDET.
The NBA Finals were supposed to be a done deal. The Los Angeles Lakers were widely predicted to continue their dynasty as they sought their fourth championship in 5 years. But the scrappy Pistons got in the way, and in the center of the victorious Detroit Pistons' home court, NBA Commissioner David Stern noted that one group never ceded the Lakers the championship title.
The city of Detroit, who believed in this team, and this team met their expectations, even though no one else expected it. So to your 2004 NBA champion Detroit Pistons, congratulations, and here's the trophy.
Moments later, motorists throughout Detroit began saluting their team by blowing their car horns. There are still people cheering on the streets of Detroit today and crowing about respect. Even after Detroit's WNBA team won the women's title last year, Detroiter Edward Arrington says few around the country, not even the Lakers players, seemed willing to respect this team.
They did not want to respect the Detroit Pistons because they had had such a dominance over the past 5 years that they thought that they were a superior team, and they were far from it. They need to give it much respect because now we literally have bragging rights. The women beat the Los Angeles Sparks last September, and the Pistons just beat up on the Lakers like they stole some.
While many outside the city may equate Detroit mainly with cars and Motown music, Detroiter Melinda Bates says winning the NBA title might just give the city a needed image boost.
And I'm really, really glad they did this. Detroit, we needed this. We need to prove to the world that we still are the champs, we still got the best. Detroit, that's what, you know, hey.
The Pistons' defense was one of the best in the NBA this year, stifling the Lakers' offensive firepower throughout the best of seven series. Almost every game was decided by a few points until last night's blowout. Pistons head coach Larry Brown was on the edge of his seat through all 48 minutes of each game.
I hadn't been through 48 minutes like that. You know, I've always enjoyed the moment. The bigger the game, the more I enjoyed it. But the way this group came together, this was a strange night.
Strange because the anointed Lakers simply crumbled in the deciding fifth game of the series, barely able to make a basket in the second half. The Pistons' victory gave Brown his first NBA title in two decades of coaching in the league. At 63, it also makes him the oldest coach to win the NBA title. Brown coached Kansas to a college title in 1988, and he says he'd almost forgotten how warm the glow of a championship can be. Many Pistons fans have that glow today as they embrace their underdog team's victory. Detroit and its suburbs will hold separate parades to honor the team tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.